Goat Posse.
Hi, I'm Clifton T. Parks III, and if you didn't read this book, I get it. Reading's hard. That's why I read these books for you. Welcome to Clifton Notes, fun and easy study guides of classic and not-so-classic literature for Generation Z.
I'm back. It's the spooky edition.
In this installment, The Telltale Heart by Edgar Allan Poe. The narrator lives with this old man, and he's got a weird eye that freaks him out a lot. And so he's stalking him, kind of, and watching him sleep every night. You ever watch somebody sleep? I haven't, because I'm normal. And he's not killing him. And then he does. And he smothers him with his own mattress, and then he chops him up into little itty-bitty bits. He's cutting him up. I don't like that. I don't like that he's cutting him up. That's gross. Disembodying a man? Disemboweling? Whatever. Talk about elder abuse. Okay, so the neighbors call the police. First of all, stop that. Don't call the cops on your neighbors. Snitches get stitches. Second of all, then they get there and they're like, hey, was there screaming in this house? And then the guy's like, no, which is good. Don't tell the police anything. One time I got my phone stolen, I called the police, and you know what they did? Bup kiss. So the police show up and he's like, I didn't do a darn thing. And the police are like, cool. And then he starts freaking out because he hears the heartbeat. Sounds like that boom ba doom boom boom ba doom boom baby super bass. But the telltale heart, because it's the heart and it's telling the tale. That's why it's called that. And then he's just like, I'm guilty. Yeah, of course. You're hearing a heartbeat under the floorboard. You're a psychopath. You're a freak. You can't be doing that. You can't be just doing that. And then he's like, look, I did do it, actually. I lied to you when you got here. And this has been another installment of Clifton Notes. Thanks for listening.